You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. Today is Tuesday, April 30th, 2019. This is episode 140. We got Cheese Bankroll coming on in a minute. He's on the East Side Tour right now. That's his new record out with Louis Rock from Connecticut. They've been bouncing all over the, just got back from a Philly, Washington, Baltimore run. They're going to be in New York City on the 10th, Boston on the 25th, and talk all about that. He also CEO of Mada Music and Chase Apparel. Might be Chase Fashion, he'll let us know. But he's got a lot going on, he does a lot, and I'm very interested in hearing what he's got to say tonight. He brought Louis Rock with him too, so I'm going to talk about that Boston-Connecticut connection. The If You Can Feel It, You Can Speak It episode is up right now. If you missed that episode last week, it was very live. We had D-Ruff in the building. Jadi called in. And if you didn't hear D-Ruff's Extra Bars, you're going to want to check those out too. Hashtag Extra Bars. There's a whole lot of those, but he went in. Dust Collectors is up now as well, as is Real P, Bobby Bangers, Red Shades, Trevor Holmes, etc., etc. Those are all on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, LFODradio.com, Spotify, iHeartRadio, pretty much anywhere you could get a podcast. If you subscribe, you'll get the new episodes right away. Otherwise, you'll get them when we tweet them. And you can follow us at LFODradio with an underscore on Twitter for that, LFODradio. Everywhere else, submissions at LFODradio.com if you are an artist and you want to get involved, shoot us some clean records. That's how it starts. And shout out again to the Patreon fam for keeping us moving. If you haven't checked that out yet, I would really appreciate it. It's patreon.com/LFODLife. And I'm solo tonight as far as hosting goes. Amanda could not make it, and K-Ball is in the midst of finals and all that good stuff. So what better time to let y'all know that we are looking to build the team. So if you are interested in that as well, submissions at LFODradio.com. Looking to add some more hosts and co-hosts to the mix next season. There's a job post up on Indeed.com. If you just type in LFOD, you'll find it. Otherwise, shoot us your resume with a little bit of information about yourself, what you're listening to, etc. That being said, we're going to play some music and get ready to do this Cheese Bankroll thing here. We got a new one from MDOT, of course. I swear it's every week. This one has Ren Thomas and Superstar Snuck on it. Cuts by Slim One, also produced by Slim One. You are tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
When they're picking the sickest, I'm thinking of picking who's picking 5 feet off the kicks and asphyxiated. The murder, the burners without the permit. Yo, we turning up the furnace, exterminating the vermin. A person who's purposely praying for another man's loss, trapped in insecurity and problems that he can't solve. You ego tripping, I'm sick of seeing these people itching. The weak with the feeble vision, greedy with no need for living. I feast on the beat I'm giving, cause feet to achieve a rhythm. I speak to the men and women, fight keys to go empty prisons. I can't stand it, wake up quick. There's junkies pulling sons out of school to break up. Listen, it's a sick plan, it's satanic pricks, man. If the plan is we get panicked and damaged, the world's standing. My purpose is to shift views, you nervous then get twos. Armageddon's creeping up, so cock back and let loose. Listen, homie, I'ma start the revolution.
I ain't got mercy for pigs.
Listen, homie, I'ma start the revolution. Listen, homie, I'ma start the revolution. Yeah. Listen, homie, I'ma start the revolution.
I'm skywalking like the man with the cauterized hand. Everybody swear they goats till they slaughtered like lamb. Tell Sway I'm coming back to bring life to five fingers. Whole squad's arms raised like synchronized swimmers. Product of the era that was skill over views. We're being fly in the park and get you killed over shoes. These words is fish scale at the bar of my fifth ale. Fuck your size, shit ain't about nothing, your chin frail. Me and Term came to restore order to this whackness. Closest that you ever came to God was in your attics. Hugged up with
future. It's the only time you holding ratchets. This bottle break, you leave with more scars than Tony Atlas. The total package, you half the man that you claim to be. You're suited in a black box, giving out this cable free. I suggest you find out what a coffin costs. We bring it raw to the east like Boston George.
Listen, homie, I'ma start the revolution. I ain't got mercy for pigs. Listen, homie, I'ma start the revolution. Let you know. Listen, homie, I'ma start the revolution. Before you learn how to shoot, better learn how to aim. Listen, homie, I'ma start the revolution.
Hey. It's super, get loot on the back street. Body you boom bap, broke you up on the track beat. The lyrical athlete, the way that the track meet. They say they riding, but they in the back seat. So send dollars to Snuck and Rand Thomas. We need a lot of zeros, probably 10 commas. I've been the best in town and I ain't messing around, man. In the lettuce, I'm drowning, but keep the dress in Italian. Spotlight still at an off-white dealer. That's often in the parking lot bad, but I'm more like Thriller. The poor white kid to the body, it would cause light liver. Deliver liquor right to the door, that's for my dinner, hey. Riller it gets, the faster they move. I had your big butt ass in the pool, grabbing my jewels. Now put a crown on me, so when I come up, they going down on me. How would he know unless he hear? Don't compare it or sound like me. You know I'm better than this, don't let me get pissed with pistols on me. How about your sisters on me, telling them bitches kiss the pony? How much that I could just hit them and kill them all quick? The liquor told me, lock it and pick up a pig and pop them and tell them all, listen, homie.
Listen, homie, I'ma start the revolution. I ain't got mercy for pigs. Listen, homie, I'ma start the revolution. Listen, homie, I'ma start the revolution. Before you learn how to shoot, better learn how to aim. Listen, homie, I'ma start the revolution.
Extra dollars. Watch that clock. Watch it stop. Watch it drop. Tick tock. Watch that clock. Watch it stop. Watch it drop. Tick. Top. Watch that clock, watch it stop, watch it drop. Time's a sharp knife, it can take away your breath. You may be larger than life, but no one's larger than death. That's why I try to keep a step ahead of it. Why wait till I'm older if I could do it as a kid? When I'm older, I'll be worrying about taxes and bills. Right now I'm maxing on life, man, I'll get my fill. But I'm not about relaxing, I'll sleep when I'm laying still. So I'll be grinding day and night, not for the cash, but for the thrill. I'm only 14, but my mind is older. Think about what's next, never rest, man, I'm a soldier. Watch it all unfold, never fold cards in order. Caught me in my room yelling at a tape recorder. Writing in my book of rhymes in the rain, save that for later. The pen bleeds, the ink seeps and creeps down the paper. Getting soaked, feeling choked, I can't read what I've read. Words blotched with blue spots, all the stuff that I've spit. And I'm feeling fed up with nothingness, trying to be the best. I don't need someone telling me when to rest. Listen, tick tock, watch that clock. Watch it stop, watch it drop. Tick tock, watch that clock. Watch it stop, watch it drop. Tick tock, watch that clock. Watch it stop, watch it drop. Time's a sharp knife, it can take away your breath. You may be larger than life, but no one's larger than death. Ever since I was little, I wanted to make a difference. First day of pre-K, I said, hold my juice and watch this. Cause no one really knows what's going on in life or fantasy. Cause I don't even know if I'm working for life or legacy. But as long as I'm working on and loving life as I'm doing it, never have to question whether I should be pursuing it. I always end up questioning my endeavors or comparing my stuff to people's who I think is better. Lady luck can screw you over, so I'm not gonna let her. I work hard and make sure that I impress my predecessors. Destiny is less than precious, so perfect is reckless. And lady luck is malicious and checks destiny's wicked precious. I write and I write until I think I've written enough. And then I start the next song that'll ring after I'm gone. It's mama lion biting and holding me by the scruff till at last I drop when mama lion has to yawn. When the human race ends, will there have been a point to anything that ever happened? I like to think so. I like to think that what is fact corresponds to what I know. Got a telltale heart, so you can call me Mr. Poe. And if you don't know, now you know. What is me? What is time? What is mine? What I see is my reflection in the water, staring straight back at me, as if giving protection from the ocean or the sea. But it's just water. Wish my reflection could be me. Or maybe in a way, my reflection is me. A ripple or a wave only shakes me, yet I soon go back to the cold water that they see. Always got good times and somewhere it's rainy, yet I soon go back to the calm water that they see. Always got good times and somewhere it's rainy, but I always go back to the calm water that they see. Tick tock,
Get my feel all across that East side, Maine to Miami. Yeah, good on the East side, no cap. Bang on the East side, no cap. Yeah, I'm about business. I'm about winning. I'm cold as New England. I'm about business. It's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. Bang on the East side. No cap. Yeah, I'm always good on the East side. I'm good. No cap. Yeah, I'm about business. I'm about winning. Yeah, I'm cold as New England. I'm about business. Yeah, it's just the beginning. It's just the beginning.
Your boy got big on the East like I ate too much. Come on fire while I smoke so much. Too much design, I got fashion week calling. Too much design, I got fashion week on. And he saw my dog, so this is looking like lunch to me. Me, I'm just looking like luxury. Your bitch wanna choose up and cool. My hood full of shooters and hooters, no cap. A couple of scammers, a rat. My shooters, they're pumping that curl. And me, I'm still pumping the wax. Still OT with them plays like I'm Belichick. Talk about that shit, you ain't into it. Riding the 50 like Manny Man. And bro got a 40 in it. Nine should be in Miami. And Batman battling with mommy. Hop on the fly to New York. And where am I from like Safari? Them bitches ain't know me, they on me. Them bitches ain't know me, they on me. I'm on the East Side with the army. Them bitches ain't know me, they on me. Yeah.
Good on the East Side. No cap. Bang on the East Side. No cap. Yeah. I'm about business. I'm about winning. I'm cold as New England. I'm about business. It's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. Bang on the East Side. No cap. Yeah, I'm always good on the East Side. I'm good. No cap. Yeah, I'm about business. I'm about winning. I'm cold as New England. I'm about business. It's just the beginning. It's just the beginning.
Good with you, fraud, so you don't talk to me. Turn this whole game to Monopoly. You kind of fit, you a flop to me. Keep that same energy, soft in me. Good every time, good touch, boy. And feel me, you never been down, boy. You a f boy, no grind, stuck, boy. Can't manifest if you giving up, boy. I'm counting paper, got paper cuts. Counting my diamonds and diamond cuts. You can't relate, you ain't living up. You making nothing, you giving up. Grinding so hard, I've been caping up. Waking up, baby, just whipping up. Counting up, got the money tough. Baby, you know we just living up. Nah, I should be in Miami. And Batman battling with mommy. Hop on the fly to New York. And where am I from like Safari? Them bitches ain't know me, they on me. Them bitches ain't know me, they on me. I'm on the East Side with the army. Them bitches ain't know me, they on me. Yeah.
Good on the East Side. No cap. Bang on the East Side. No cap. Yeah, I'm about business. I'm about winning. I'm cold as New England. I'm about business. It's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. Bang on the East Side. No cap. Yeah, I'm always good on the East Side. I'm good. No cap. Yeah, I'm about business. I'm about winning. I'm cold as New England. I'm about business. It's just the beginning. It's just the beginning.
We are back on Live Free or Die Radio. Like I said, we had the M Dot record, and we also played one from Patches, young Portsmouth legend in the making. That one was called Larger Than Death. But now we got Cheese Bankroll.
Cha-ching. What's good, my brother? Live Free or Die, what's poppin'?
Yeah, exactly.
We in the building. What's good?
We're very much here, and we got Louis Rock with us as well.
Bang, bang, what's good, what's good? Connecticut, what up? Boston, yep. What up? New England, the whole East Side.
We here, you heard?
So, Louis, I don't know if you knew this was the plan, but Cheese has been talking about bringing the Big Draco energy.
Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if Lou know, but yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. There's too much capping going on out here, yeah. Man. There's too much capping, man. I just seen a big cap go on.
Okay.
We just threw a big show at where in Rhode Island?
Studio Lounge.
They wasn't open to brothers like us. I just came and shut it down. Now I see shows at Studio Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. It's cool, but they ain't showing no love. Where the love at for
we
the brothers?
We setting trends. We opening
come
the floodgates.
Come on, man. We flamed it. It was crazy. Whole crazy. Bottles did well. Artists did well. It was crazy. I love it. I love it, man. I love it, man. But yo, it was crazy. Cap, man. Big cap out here, man.
Big Drake.
Because they're doing what you did and they're not saying nah, they just, got it from you, or?
Nah, it's just like, yo, no. Like, with the city, it's like, there's little cliques and circles and there ain't no reason why we ain't really rocking together. It's like, it's corny.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I went and got somebody all the way in Connecticut, brought them down, and I'm showing love. So it's like, there's a lot of cats, you know what I mean? We all in the mix. It ain't nothing like, you know, share love. Like, I'll even pass a venue.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I don't know, man. They capping, man. And I know everybody, man. I know everybody. So they show love, but is it love?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we in Boston, man.
We are in Boston.
I just came off the road. Baltimore was hard.
Yeah?
So I'm happy to be.
Something happened.
I'm happy to be. No, Baltimore is just hard. Like, I never been to Baltimore. We've been on the tour. We hit Philly. Where we at? D.C. was in Maryland for a little bit. Then we hit Baltimore. Baltimore is a tough city, man. Made me want to come back.
Really?
Come back home.
We miss home.
It was hard.
Yeah, all I know about Baltimore really is The Wire.
And yeah, yep.
It seems accurate. Like
that very accurate.
Yeah.
Nah, man. But, you know, it's Boston, man. I love it, too, though. You know what I mean? It makes me tougher. It makes me go out, hit different regions better. But I would love to see us just hit harder, bro. Like, you know, there's so many people doing different things now where it wasn't happening before. Like, before there used to be one tunnel, go to Leeds.
Yeah.
Like, that was it. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, I never could follow that tunnel. So now everybody's like, dang, we don't got to do that. We can still pop and not do that.
Right.
Like, damn. Like, all right, so let's do it. But the only way everybody else going to notice us is if we doing it together. Like, CT's watching. They coming down. Like, why is CT working more united? We should be heavy. And Boston is Mass. Let's talk about Massachusetts. You know what I'm saying? Because what? Brockton's popping right now.
Brockton's crazy, man.
And they're showing crazy unity. You
they travel.
Me?
If you book a Brockton artist, the whole city is going
to
come.
And there's no reason why 10 artists shouldn't be coming to support one. You know what I'm saying? It makes it feel heavier than life.
I'm 50-50 with you there.
I mean, not 10 random artists, but like if there's like...
I think so. I think it's good, but I also don't think artists want other artists as their fan base because when it goes well, everyone's busy and doing things.
Yeah, I mean, fan base is one thing, but if, let's say, I don't know, random person got a show, AB over there.
Right.
And there's five artists or in the area or region.
Yeah.
That's like, oh, you got your show there? Yo, you got your show there? We're going to mob the door with you to make your presence feel heavy.
Especially if it's the only thing going like
yeah, like it's the only thing going on. Like, let's make our presence feel heavy. Like, if we're going to Rhode Island,
yeah,
let's make our presence when we walk in that door heavy. We're going to Connecticut heavy. We're going to Philly. We should be walking in heavy everywhere. Miami, AC3 festivals, heavy. All-Star Weekend, heavy. We don't do that.
I'm with that on the traveling thing. Yeah,
we don't do that.
We did the Philly show, and, you know, we brought a couple artists with us, Mr. Buzzworthy and B. Frank, and they had a couple people in the city in Philly. And then they brought some people, and then, you know, when we did the DC show, the same thing, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, other artists, even if they might not be super jumping to have like 20, 30 followers in every show, even just a couple, you get 5 or 6 artists that have a couple fans, and we all join together and go to a show together, you know, there's a lot more we
presence
can do.
Presence is just stronger.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how we took the road. It took some Connecticut cats. We came deep. So when we walked in, they felt the presence. And then when they heard the music, they felt the message. And now they're like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
You guys is from up there? Like, y'all work together? Like, no, we're different. We're separate. Like, oh, wow. I'm going to check out all you dudes.
Right.
Just like that. So it's like, you know, I went to All-Star Weekend. We did a show down there. We was chilling at a strip club, whatever, whatever. Was at some of the big events. I seen Boston cats, but we scattered out.
Yeah.
You feel me? Somebody's over there. I see some dad over there. Detroit is over here. Heavy. New York's spot. Over there, heavy. We scattered out, trying to outdo each other. Like, mm-hmm. It's corny. We all know each other.
The whole New England. The whole New England really needs to band together. And you was talking about New Hampshire, Maine. There's some spots out there, too. There's artists out there, too.
Yeah. That's why we go off with the hashtag Rep New England. Because I really feel like it's a regional thing. And we have a lot to offer in that respect. And you can put together little circuits. Like, there's people doing regular stuff in Portland, doing regular stuff in Manchester, and you can just sort of get that loop rock.
But that is our circuit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I feel like down south, they know their circuit.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, we're going to Tennessee. Yep. We're going to hit Mississippi. We're going to come around. We're going to go South Carolina. We're going to come back around. Like, 5 miles. I mean, what, 10 hours driving distance, 5 hours driving distance. We got that.
Right.
Why we not?
It's an hour and a half to Portland.
It's nothing.
Yeah.
And the presence, it would help everybody grow.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, it's just like the Eagles is corny. Everybody, like Boston's small. Everybody know each other. We know who's really doing this, who's doing that, who's da-da-da. We don't even care. Half everybody in the music just doing their thing. Like, I'm happy. I see somebody grinding. You're doing your thing. I'm happy for you. I might even come to a show. Bring some cats. If I'm not doing nothing, it's love.
Right.
But it's like, it's cap when it's not back and forth. Like, that's cap. That's cap. Like, it's cap all the way. Like, what are y'all doing? You feel me?
Yeah.
And they wonder why the old heads was moving like bullies. I understand why Zeno was moving like that. I understand. They was walking up slapping cats like, yo, you not about this. Why are you acting like this and like this? Play this. Do that. Do this.
Yeah.
It didn't work good in the long run. You know what I'm saying? So,
but you understand the frustration.
I understand the frustration people are going through and, you know what I mean? Uniting.
On the flip side, there are a lot of people starting to work together.
I
think we should say that. It is better than it has been.
Oh, way better.
A long time.
Yo, way better.
How long have you been out here?
I've been out here, I don't even know, like 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah, 5 years, 6 years. So in the beginning, it was hard.
Yeah.
Like, it was the older cats, you know what I'm saying? The Frankies, you get what I'm saying? You had Smokes.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? The older cats, you know what I'm saying? So I was coming in as a young cat around that time, and then it was really hard. Like, you had to be about whatever you was on.
Yeah.
So all the fights broken out. New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont, like, it used to be crazy.
That is one thing about coming into it in Boston is authenticity is really pushed. Because if you are talking about something that you're not representing, people really don't want to hear a word of it.
Yeah.
Whereas they don't let that slide.
Nah, they ain't letting it
slide. It's not only entertainment, you know?
No, they don't let it slide. And that's why, you know, I got to give kudos to people in Boston because, you know, I never went the regular route. I always went left. Like, all they're doing there, I'm going to do fashion shows. Like, I'm going to tear up all the fashion shows. Like, people start doing fashion shows. Oh, we're going to the strip club. We're going to go there. Like, so people still come. They still want that excitement.
You
know what I'm saying? But we got to bring the excitement to bring other people in. We got to bring the market.
Right.
That's all it's really about is the market. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we're starting to work together. But people outside want to see us work together.
Yeah.
Like, 40 Bars is my people's, like, that's my people's from Mattapan. She's doing her big thing with the battling and stuff. Like, we don't even have no records together, but I try to come and show support as much as possible because when she's doing a battle and you see big names behind her, it holds weight.
Right.
Like, ooh, they coming heavy. You feel me? I got people calling me from Brooklyn like, yo, y'all gonna do a song? Y'all gonna do a song? Like, yo, hold on. So, but it's good.
Yeah.
It's hype. It's everything. Like, she needs it. We need it. Like, it's that good energy. I threw a show at studio. She came through. She didn't rap or nothing. She just came. Like, yo, Chief, throw me on the flyer. Boom, boom, had it there. Some stylists. I was introducing her to clothing people so they could style her for events and da-da-da. That's what we got to start doing.
See, you understand that. I was talking with someone the other day about red carpets.
Yep.
And why they really are important, because think about how many different people get employed by that.
Yes.
Now you have the stylist, the photographer. We have whoever makes the clothes.
Everybody's important.
And you got to think of it like the industry. Like, why are those in all the cities that have industry?
And it's important. It's
because
important.
There's so many pieces to it.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's a lot of people sitting in one room of heavy nature. And I feel like we don't have that yet.
Yeah.
Like, the heavy hitters sitting in a room like, all right, guys, we done made whatever we made by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But why can't we put a real album out and combine them numbers, hit a little short circuit, now it can hit a national prospect. Even if it's a single from each person, now we're moving bigger.
Right.
It's different cities outside looking at us like, are they stupid? Like, y'all are stupid. Like, y'all got people popping, but y'all not trying to take it over.
Right.
Why not? You know what I mean? I get that question all the time. Like, yo, things hot, things hot. Y'all should die. I'm like, yo, yeah. You know? Hit them with the Hollywood. Like, yeah, we going to do it soon. Like, yeah, it is. But in real life, we got to do it.
Right.
When I go down south, I don't watch cats build up. You know what I mean? Cats that even look up to some cats up here build up from nothing. And now they have a nice base. Not because of their music or act. It's kind of just the supporting region. Like, even the producers support each other different. You get what I'm saying? It's just like they do a lot of beats together.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the room together half the time in the day. So when the artists come through, there's that energy. You know what I mean? And we have it. And people are coming together. We got this energy. We got the music. We got the talent. We got all the media people. Like, you go to other cities, it's crazy. Ain't no camera people. Like, ain't no camera people.
Really?
It's horrible.
Really?
It's horrible. And what they charging is crazy. Out here, I think our cameramen underpriced themselves. You can get a video out here for like $200.
Right.
Easy. Nice, clean cut. You know what I mean? 1040, you clean, some edit effects, you can get that.
Yeah.
You go further down south, they want that 5, they want that 6.
That sounds so good,
probably. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, we got to value each other too, like, pay each other, handle each other, like, we got to exchange the money between each other.
Charge your friends, because, you know, if you're shooting and you're charging for an artist and you're hooking them up all the time, you know, you need a little bit at the beginning. Yeah. Everyone needs that, but... That artist isn't learning how to sell their records and make the money to pay the people that support it. So you're actually hurting them if you're not.
That's why the South is doing so well, like flourishing Atlanta, because they all spend money with each other. They all support each other. They all go to each other's shows, buy each other's albums, buy each other's merchandise, and it's supporting other black businesses. And that's how come it's flourishing so much in Atlanta. And that's really what New England needs to do, the same thing. Like, you know, you'll go to a hip-hop show, and, you know, people will share it online and Facebook, but then nobody shows up. You know what I mean? People say they're going to go, they join the group or whatever, and nobody shows up. So it's like, it's more than just sharing on Facebook or Instagram. Like, you need to show up. Show support, you know what I mean? Like, I go out of my way to local acts, and even if I know it's going to be dead, I'm going to show up. I'm going to buy a CD, and I'm going to buy a T-shirt. You know what I mean? Because it comes back. Because I know next time when I have a show, they're going to do the same for me.
That's
you know
part
what
of
mean?
The economics yeah. of it, though. You know what I mean? And we're missing that one part where it's like, okay, hey, let's support that. Hey, you came to my, I'm coming to your event.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Like, I paid. Mm-hmm. I don't need a guest list or whatever. Like, whatever. Let's support each other.
Pay the cover
a little bit more. You feel what I'm saying? But
stop asking for the hookup.
Speaking of, are you in town? Are you guys here Saturday?
What's Saturday?
May 4th, I believe.
I don't think I have anything planned Saturday, actually.
I think we are here.
If you want to catch an ill producer thing, have you been to Nightworks yet?
No, I haven't.
Nightworks is fire, and they're at a new location. They're at Backlash Beer now, and it's their first one back at that location.
Okay,
Nightworks is crazy. The producer community is actually wild, clicked up like that here.
I love it.
They bring artists from out of town. It's a wild event. That's highly recommended. Between that, The Shift...
I know this. I've been to
Beat Club podcast. Between all those things,
I know Mark and them be doing their
thing. Oh yeah, yeah.
Show love.
Marin's been about it.
Yeah, Mark. Me and Mark done broke bread. See, I rock with Mark. Real promoter right there.
That's the mayor.
Give people opportunities, and once you get to the platform where you feel like you can bring your own people and make bread, you make a business deal.
Right.
Like, I respect that. Like, come on, bro, let's get bread together. Like, you got this venue. Why am I gonna run around trying to get a venue?
Right.
You got a venue. I'm coming here. Let's get some bread.
Yeah.
Like, you get what I'm saying? So it's just that mentality. And Mark, proven every time we got together, when he had church, we kill it.
Yeah.
Making bread, breaking bread. Let's do it again. Let's love again. Sham Records, that love. That's all we missing right now, make it pop. And these promoters is capped, too. They capped.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, dog. These promoters is crazy. They paying whoever 10 bands. Not bringing out 100 people.
Yeah.
And there's little local cats that could bring out something like, and you charging them. You can't even give them a $40 bottle. It's crazy. I was in Rhode Island giving cats bottle. I'm not even a promoter. I'm just putting it together like, yo, you got a hot record, come through. Mm-hmm. Let's get busy. Here's a bottle. Bing. He's sharing it. We all getting, like, come on, you paying. Like, that bothers me. It bothers me because why y'all paying? Take $100 from the 10 bands and call up your local act and say, hey, whoever, Dutch Rebel, whoever, Mo, you want to call Mo Pope, whoever you feeling, I got 100 for you, bro.
Yeah.
I know you want more, but I got 100. Come down. They coming. You at home. They coming. Like, when cats call me, like, club call me, like, oh, what's the dude's name? Leave me alone, dude. Whatever his name
is. Flip De Niro.
Yeah, they're like, yo, Cheese, you Haitian, yo, Flip's coming. I'm like, oh, that's what's up. They're like, yo, come through, buy a bottle. Like, whoa, what? Buy a bottle? Yo, you tripping, bro. Buy a bottle for what? I'm coming, niggas is buying bottles. Sorry, can I say that?
No.
No, sorry. I'm coming. People are buying bottles. All the ninjas is buying bottles. Every ninja I bring is buying a bottle.
Yeah.
So at least let's talk and break bread. Let's, you know what I mean? Let's figure something out. Maybe say, hey, Cheese, this ain't in the budget. We businessmen. I could work it. Don't try to play me.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody's getting played. Like, I seen cash try to work their record. Run around, spend money in the club. Record's not getting worked. They're playing it once. No one knows it. You spent a lot of money on that feature. Mm-hmm. You trying to work your record.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? Why the city don't want you to win? It don't make sense. But they playing any random joint. They playing the Cowboy joint right now.
Mm-hmm.
They
shout out
it.
To the producer, the DJs that break records. That yeah, is, like, shout out to real. DJs breaking records.
For real. Yeah. And it's crazy.
And a reach to the DJ. We've been working the same record for almost a year now. The East Side record.
And I got mad records.
I'm just, I didn't know it was that old, to be honest.
Yeah. I got records I'm holding because I'm like.
And we recorded like 6 months before we even put it out.
Exactly. But, you know, I get tired of putting out a lot of records and people like them and they're not.
It's frustrating.
And yeah, we're just like, now filming the video. We're just now crazy. Filming the video.
That's the thing is, music's not old anymore. Nah, I don't think. Like, there's always someone that hasn't heard it.
Yeah, always.
And you can ride it till the wheels come off. Well, I know dudes that are still working records from, like, 2014.
Yeah. Well,
like,
you can do it. It's just about how you do your marketing. You know what I'm saying? So it was an old record at the time when we had it done. It just wasn't ready. It was, like, summer, end of summer. I'm like, ah, nah.
You might as well just wait.
Yeah, we got to wait. So when the weather started changing a little bit, I just leaked it on Spotify. No, nothing. Like, we just tested people's ear, and people started liking it. So now we're in an age where I got to test music differently now. Like, I done dropped videos to feel the temperature, you know, the streaming, feel the temperature, drop the mixtape. But even mixtapes right now, I feel like it's oversaturated. Like, I drop a mixtape, there's 8 records on there, I'm going to be promoting 2.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to miss the 6.
Yeah.
You can have 6 bangers on there. You know what I mean? I have a project called Cool Shades I dropped. And I have at least 2-3 other songs out that project, out the Remember joint, that I didn't get a chance to really dig my foot in. But girls always want to like it. That's why I'm like, I got a new formula, dropping music, really get in touch with the fans, see what people like. That's why I dropped Remember, because I was getting so much feedback.
I like that record.
Yo, that's my joint, that's my joint. I'm like, yo, I called up Peace Guard, like, Peace, we got to shoot this. We going to the mall right now. And we got busy, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's just working the records, and, you know, I'm going to release some more records as the time going, but I just felt like it needed to be worked, because it's hard right now. Like I said, I released over, like, 30 records last year. Like, it was crazy, because I was keeping up with the wave, the streaming wave, and we were just dropping mixtape, and it was just getting, like, all right, there's some good songs on these tapes, and we're getting good attention, getting good features, but we're not capitalizing on each of these moments. Like, we got to capitalize on the moment. So with the East Side, what I started doing first was I started hitting up sponsors. So I had a lot of CBD and THC companies that was like, yo, we like what you're doing. So they started supporting me, 21 Plus Smoke Shop, Mazooka. So I started bringing that for the soundtrack for what we was doing. So then people started catching wind, boom, boom, boom. So now me and Lou started hitting the tour, boom. Now people catching wind. Chubb picked up the record. They already had the record.
Yeah.
Everybody
I know how that goes.
Everybody got the record already. Yeah. But once they see the steam, it's like, oh,
I want to play.
Like, yo, play your Cheese. Like, radio going crazy. Like, all right, good, good, good. I'm getting calls from down south. Like, yo, we see you back into it. We want to do a blah, blah, blah up there. Like, all right, cool, cool, cool.
How does bringing the sponsors in behind an individual record work? Because I never heard about that before.
It's just with me, right now, we're in an influencer wave. So when they see me, they more see me as an influencer.
Got you.
You get me? And I'm like, hey, I'm promoting this.
Yeah.
Like, I can keep it clean. I can send you the instrumental. I can keep it, you know, I can gauge it. But this is what I'm promoting. I can promote your product too. We can do some cross promotion.
Social media is just the greatest platform ever.
No,
because they see you moving on this one, that one, videos constantly coming up with good quality content. It's like, why wouldn't you want to associate your brand with it? Like
that's how I got One United Bank to hop behind the black banks, because they started seeing it and then the hashtags, and then they were seeing the movement, and they're like, whoa, you're in the city, Bank of Boston, and it confused them because I had the Bank of Boston song. So now,
yeah.
they was like, they was just on the internet going crazy, like, da da da. So next thing you know, we going to the bank, and I end up getting some school kids, open some accounts there, try to make it encouraging, you know what I mean? But nothing moves like ratchet music. I'm sorry.
That's true.
I did a whole campaign, had the bank with me, kids. Nothing. MF Doom giving me shout outs. Nothing. I came out. Remember, I'm in the strip club. Everybody's like, yeah, he got the fur on. Let's get it. Like, you know, it's the music.
It's entertainment, man. It's entertainment business.
Yeah, you know. But I try to splash both. You feel me? You got to, at the end of the day, it's still business. You know what I mean?
I think it's going to come around towards that, too. I think after Nipsey, I think a lot of the temperature is going to change.
Yeah, I feel like that temperature is going
to
change.
Especially if you were saying, I was talking with the guys on Islip Boston about this. And mm-hmm. It's like, if you're saying this guy had an impact on you and you looked up to him and this and that, and your content doesn't change a little bit after the fact.
Yeah, but a lot of those dudes are capping too.
Probably. We're going to know. We're going to know when their albums drop.
Now a lot of people listen to Nip like that, man.
You don't think so?
I was a heavy Nip listener. And I put a lot of people on the Nip, and they still, you know, Nip was on it. His tempo, it was a different tempo. You had to be on that. Yeah. I feel like you had to come from that era to respect what he was trying to deliver. You get what I mean? Mm-hmm. And with all the new music going on, I just don't feel like he was hopping on that. He was on the tempo that the crowd wanted. You know, like the Roddy Ricch, I feel like they know his records automatically. They listen to Roddy Ricch.
Right.
Like, no question doubt. Like, they listening to him. Was they listening to Nip the same way they listen to that Die Young?
See, West Coast got a whole different vibe. Like, East Coast don't really listen to E-40 like that.
No, but Rowdy's from the West right now. That whole dynamic's changing because Rowdy's from the West.
I think he was, I can't say, but I know when I saw him at Middle East, whenever I saw him anywhere, like, people that rocked with him rocked heavy. And he was packing places.
Packing
and
early.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a lot of listeners. I seen when Nip came out here. I was here. It wasn't crazy. You know what I'm saying?
You don't think it was crazy?
I think it was good, but for Nip, the way right now he's getting the praises,
yeah.
It should have been.
It wasn't House of Blues.
You get what
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so it was like, all right, that night was good night. Nip killed it. You get what I'm saying?
I've never seen so much money get thrown at the Middle
East
before.
But I'm a Nip fan, yeah. So it's different for me. Right. You get what I mean? I'm a Nip fan. I know all the songs. I know all, like, the F the Middleman promotion. I used to hashtag that, and they used to show love from the West when I started my clothing line. So I always showed respect to them from what they was doing. You get what I'm saying? Because, you know, we're on different coasts and we're liking each other's pics. Like, that's why the internet is beautiful. Like, you don't need a buffer. You can attack people directly.
Instagram is crazy,
you know what
for
I mean?
Artists.
Yeah, Instagram and Twitter. I like Twitter better for contact than Instagram.
Really?
Yeah, Instagram's more like, even on Instagram, I'm more Hollywood. But on Twitter, I'm more like, you can talk to me. I mean, like, I feel like everybody like that. On Twitter, it's more like everybody's talking so much. You could hop in a conversation and it could be cordial. And if you really bought your bread and your moves, you could hit the DM like, yo, let's do this.
Yeah, Twitter's better for that.
Yeah.
Like, creatively, Instagram, because you got artists posting little snippets. If you're on that wave, like, producers always have stuff and you can like link up, like, oh, you're on that wave, so am I. Like,
no, I like
what
that
you think
about
of this?
Producers. I like that. I actually grabbed a young cat from Boston. He goes by Fly to the Sox. And I threw Breed on there from MMG.
The hell is that noise?
I don't know. They drilling, man. They coming.
Oh, it's we're overheating the station, I guess.
Oh, we on fire.
The fans are really going.
What, on the board?
Yeah. We're not even. No, just let it go, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to tell them about that. I think we can hear it fine though.
No, we should be good.
So, just get close to the mic, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought up the apparel. What is going on with Chase?
Chase is doing good right now. I was getting so many, like, orders and stuff. It was getting crazy with the music. So I had to really, like, slow down and reorganize the website. I got a bunch of models ready, so I'm about to do a real launch. I never did a real launch. I just kind of, like, ran into it, and everybody was buying things, and I was selling things just happy. And I'm like, dang, you know, I was getting a lot of offers to do things. I'm like, all right, I got to do this the right way. Sit down, put the clothing the right way. I know a lot of seamstress, so I'm like, been talking to them, embroidery people, that's nothing. So right now, I just been getting a piece together to do it the right way.
Okay.
And to have nice, solid pieces, not like, before I was just running. So right now, I've already been talking to manufacturers. They're ready to drop some pieces that are like clean, one of a kind. People can get them and feel comfortable. So I've been thinking about doing series of different stuff so other people can't have it. Because I like that original feel, like, okay, only 20 people got it. Now you got it, you running out, boom. Like, there's people, I still get Snapchats from stuff I made 3 years ago. I'm never going to make that again, but it feels dope because I always make sure to get good quality. So if it's 3 years later and you got it on and you wearing it.
That says a lot.
Yeah, and I love it. And then they, you know what I mean? So it makes me want to put more value into the clothes. I don't want to just get some Gildan tees and slap it and then sell them. Like, I'm so past that right now.
Yeah, we're off Gildan.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? So right now it's about just getting, you know, good quality material. I've even been talking to different countries, just seeing who could ship in for a good rate, just with good quality. You know what I mean? Quality, I feel like, is important. And fashion is so big. Like, when I go to other cities, I'm surprised that they know me on fashion. So it's like, dang, like, they really rocking with me on the fashion wave. Like, it's crazy. Like, even Ron G, he was in New York, did a radio interview. He had the shirt on, like, da-da-da, shout out my young boy, like, da-da-da. He didn't play a record, but he did that. And even that, it's like, dang, like, that's major. You know what I mean? When he sees me, he's like, yo, don't stop that. You like Diddy. You remind me of Diddy. You remind me of Diddy. I'm like, oh, man, I can't stop. So, you know, things like that is motivational. So it keeps me grounded, keeps me going with it. But it's a grind, and it's a lot of investment with the clothing. Like,
yeah, we know a little bit about that. Yeah. It's way more than you. It's not just merch. You can't think of it like merch, or you're gonna be in trouble.
Yep, you're gonna be in trouble. And you know, surplus. You don't want to do too much of something, and you're sitting on things, and like, you know, it's like being strategic. Right now, I ain't gonna lie, I got some fanny packs coming out.
Okay.
Some book bags. I sold the last pack of book bags. They were doing real well. Probably gonna do some female dresses. They've been going crazy. I got some nice men's shirts coming up with some different textures, like some suede and silk on it.
Okay.
And then, because I like to do that. Like, it got to be different. Like, I don't want to just, like, I grew up in a department store. I'm like a department store baby. Like, I'm Haitian. Everybody worked in the department store. I'm running around, like, always wanted to wear polo, all that. So as I grew older and work with people, I'm like, dang, I can do this.
Yeah.
This ain't crazy. This material ain't crazy. Like, we can do it. So that's it. We got to do it.
So are you like sewing up designs yourself, or you have the vision and then you know people that you can talk to to make it happen?
I first started, like I said, I was doing fashion shows. So with doing the fashion shows, people started sponsoring me with the clothing. And then they were doing designs that they were so-so. But me being so much in the industry and seeing things, I have so much of a like foresight that I already know what texture's coming out, what people like. So I started just, you know, hey, let me get this. Go to Seamstress. Hey, I need you to do these 10 pieces. Do this for me. Yeah. Do that for me. Do this for me. And then come out, bring it to my other guy. They, you know, slap the logo on it, get it right, then package it up. Now when I bring it out, it's like, so it's like, all right, cool. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's a process. I tried just merchandising, but then it gets, once Fashion Nova came out, it kind of kills it. You know what I mean? Because if you drop a dress with a logo on it and someone else got the dress with no logo on it, it's just like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, okay, whatever. You know what I mean? So it's like, you can
only surf on Alibaba for so long.
So, you know, you got to make alterations, and people like different things. And the brands that everybody's shooting for and going for, they're not doing nothing crazy. They're just getting nice materials.
Very simple patterns.
Yeah.
And, like, Catchy colors,
nice pieces together, nice photo shoots to represent it, show the people how to wear it.
But that takes money too. To do it right, it
takes money.
You can't just make a piece and be like, here you go.
Here you go. Yep.
Because you know how people are getting bombarded all day,
killing
with ads and this and that, and how do you stand out?
Yeah. So you know
that's not free.
It's a fight. Yes, yeah, it's a fight. And like you said, you know, your spending costs even before you hit the floor is high.
Mm-hmm.
You know, depending on what you're trying to do. So right now I'm going to make it just real chic, you know, real nice pieces, not too many to drive myself crazy because I'm still doing the music.
Right.
And it gets crazy. Like,
you understand how Kanye comes a little bit there.
It's really crazy. Like, I really need someone to just put clothes.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
Ideas, weekend, Because, you know, when you're traveling and you're getting orders, like, you want to take care of your customers all
right.
the time. You want to be on time. You don't want to be, you know what I mean? You don't want to have stuff and you're on the road and it smell like weed. Like, you know what I mean? You don't.
Yeah.
You just got a whole box of t-shirts that smells like stale bud. just from sitting in the studio all winter.
Yeah, you get what I mean? Like
in the corner, I opened it up like a month ago, and I'm like, oh my
These things, every single t-shirt. You don't think about when you first start.
You need a whole new marketing plan for those ones.
Yeah, you get what I mean? So, you know, those go to the next hip-hop show where they're smoking. Like,
this is the free throw out in the
Yeah, that's so, the thing is, it's so important to be able to pivot and think on your feet and figure out, like, you can't take a loss with that.
No, you can't.
You gotta figure out.
You gotta work it, and you gotta, you know, you gotta think in advance, you know, with the music and your strategies, you know, and with the clothing, you know, everything is strategy and relationships. Relationships is the biggest things I'll say ever, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, all the, like, I'm cool with, like, a lot of promoters and a lot of, like, owners. So
I don't know. You got a lot of people now who are like, "Was he talking about me?" They're gonna be listening. Yeah, so yeah. I don't know.
Call in, man. Don't say the name, man. I know them, man. I've been out here. I went to BPS, Boston Public Schools. I know everybody. You heard? I know their names. I know their history. I might know your baby mama, man. Don't play with me. You heard?
Yeah, everyone in Boston knows each other.
Yeah, yo, Boston's like a small high school, man. I feel like I'm still in high school. I do, because I went to Westie. Westie's a big school, like, and I play sports, so, you know, in the sports community, everybody knows each other, and it's just like,
oh yeah,
we still in high school.
If you played sports, forget about
it. Yeah, I played varsity 4 years with Westie, so.
Okay.
And football, so, you know, we know, everybody knows each other. We've been rivals. Everybody's been parties.
And
like,
if you don't, you got a brother or sister.
Yeah,
or
that knows somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've been deep in like the after party scene for like ages, since I was like 15. You know what I mean? Like, I've been managing little parties. My DJ brother, DJ Bling, he's not here, but since we was young, all the West Indian events, and we've been throwing them after parties, you know, making sure people have fun and stay safe. So we've been doing it for years. So I really know people in the city. Like, my relationship with the city is a little bit different. Like, people really know me for being in the afters all, you know what I mean? Like, hours and hours, we chilling and getting, you know what I mean? Having fun.
I actually think that kind of affects why people don't always blow up the same way out of here, because everyone's laundry is out there.
Yep.
It's really hard to keep that. You can't keep that star power when everybody's in your stuff. They just saw you. Exactly.
You gotta leave. And I learned that. At first, I didn't learn that the right way. At first, I was here, and then I left. And everybody was like, yo, I was going to New York a lot. I was, you know, traveling. I'm real cool with the strip clubs in New York. They show me so much love. Lust. Shout out to Lust. Shout out to Jay Berry, Taj, all them over there. Anytime in town, they're like, you in town? Throw me on the flyer. Lil Durk, whoever's there, they're like, come on.
Yeah.
Playing your record. Like, love. So I was going over there a lot, like, psh, forget Boston. Like, I'm over there. Like, New Hampshire. I was going to New Hampshire messing with foreign. New Hampshire was crazy. So I wasn't even, like, sweating it. Like, I'm from Boston. Like, I don't need to be there. Y'all know who I am. Y'all know how I get down. Like, I don't need to be there. Let me go network. Da da da. But I was getting so many calls. Like, yo, you keep skipping Boston. You keep skipping Boston. Rhode Island, Connecticut. Da da da. You ain't da 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 da. So started coming back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But then it came to that again. I felt like people felt like I was too tangible. You know what I mean? So I got out of that. Started throwing more shows out of state. Even in Rhode Island, I started killing Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Every club, I was killing it. Ooh, every week, we was throwing in, bringing artists up, boom, 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 boom. But even then, I'm like, I feel like I'm too tangible. I got to get away from here. So I run to New York, you know what I mean? Run to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Right now, we just hit the road. I ain't been doing no shows locally, and everybody's like, yo, when you coming back?
Da-da-da. May 25th.
You feel me? Yeah, so.
Where's that at?
We're trying to close this location with Mike, Big Mike.
Okay.
Yeah, so Big Mike is going to be hopping behind. He's working with Lou, you know what I mean, on a big mixtape. So right now we got a couple spots in line. We're not going to release it yet because I really want to close the details out. And I don't want to say the names because...
But it will be May 25th. Maybe. Probably.
Most likely.
Most likely.
Yeah, most likely. It's Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
Things are kind of already there, so... I'm just trying to make sure it's right. You
know okay. I mean?
And also, I also look at events going on that week, and I don't like to, like... I hate when there's 10 events on the same day. It, like, bothers me, because...
I'm literally going to land from Vegas, and the 25th is, like, 2 days after.
No, I know. He's going to Vegas to do a producer showcase.
This Saturday was like that. There were, like, 5 shows on Saturday.
Yeah, like, it's... And I feel like there's enough days.
That's enough days.
There's enough days.
That's one reason. So we have a calendar up on our site, and it's thing we're trying to get everybody on and paying attention to because, like, there's no reason to run each other over. Like, just pay it. It's very easy to know what's going on out here. It takes a couple Googles, a little bit of.
And we have some dead days. Maybe. Some days is dead.
Right.
Where people want to go out and just see something. Like, oh, who's over there? Like, you know, 2-3 decent acts from the city will bring people out. Period. Like, well, okay, let me check it out. Like, so. Like I said, I feel like we all, you know, respected each other's days.
Yeah.
Then it would be, that's a start, you know what I mean? Like, we just got to show that, each other more community
communication. And the love and everything. So that being said, before we get out of here, what is a Cheese Bankroll show like?
Cheese Bankroll show, a lot of jumping. It depends where you catch me at, though.
Okay.
Not going to lie. Usually, I'm somewhere high energy, you know. I usually like the strip clubs. They love me because I bring people's energy up. Like, people usually book me for my energy.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because I'm hype, and my songs are usually hype, and it brings out that. I'm a vibe, man. I like to vibe. I like to have a good time.
Yep.
I like to make sure everybody's safe. You know what I mean? We love to smoke, so that's usually the vibe. We can't smoke, but being respectful, we got edibles and vapes, and, you know, I deal with management. But for the most part, when people come out, good time. And I always like to involve clothing. You know,
if y'all go to Instagram, if you go to Cheese Bankroll's Instagram or myself, Louis Rock's Instagram, you can see some snippet previews of a tour, of a Philly show, DC show, and you can really see, like, kind of the vibe.
You can catch the vibe. You can catch the vibe.
Absolutely.
And it's a good vibe all around. Even, like, when I said, when I hit DC, a lot of love, because they know how we coming. You know what I mean? It's just love. Like, so it's like.
That's it. We support all the art. Like, we show up early. We show up on time. You know, we do our sound check.
Yeah.
If there's other artists there, we try to catch pretty much every single act. Like, we there from the first act to the last act. Like, we might dip out to the car real quick, smoke, whatever.
Yeah. Maybe not everybody, but, you know, we'll have
representation.
Like, you know what I mean? And our clothing is there. So we're there doing business. Like, you know.
Right.
It's all networking.
Not just playing Hollywood. You know, we could play Hollywood, but at the end of the day, we want real true fans. Mm-hmm. Like, somebody meet you, shake your hand, look at your stuff, even if they don't buy it. They hear you perform, then they go check you out and see you lit.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, yo.
And sometimes it's about resources. They might not even be a fan. They might be a business person that heard about the show, that's just having a drink. And that's why it's important to link with everybody, because you just don't know who you're talking to.
Yes,
and there's a lot of resourceful people out there that can help you along the way.
That's met a lot of owners like that.
Yeah, you got to be humble. You know, you got to be really humble and open. And, you know, that's it. Just communicate, network.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it's big. You know, that's big. But, you know, high energy, man. I like to bring high energy. I used to bring models out during my sets, but it got to get crazy.
All right. So, we got to ask the final question.
Boom.
What does live free or die mean to you?
Live free or die means by living by your principles, you know, not taking no shorts. You know what I mean? Like, I know I said it earlier, I'm Haitian. And I grew up in America. So my family being Haitian, I always learned about the lineage. And one of the biggest like stories that ever stuck out to me was that, you know, the mothers had babies in their hand, walked up to cannons and put their heads in the cannons so the cannons wouldn't bust off. So their men could run up and attack. So that was live, you know, that's live free or die to me. Like, you know, they're like, we're not taking no shorts. We stopping these cannons from busting off. Put their own self in jeopardy. You know, a cannon could have bust off. But, you know, live free or die. So they didn't want to live like that. So, you know, they took the appropriate measure, not just to just die. You know what I mean? It's putting yourself on the line to live, not to die. You know what I mean? So
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's heavy.
It's hard.
What about you, Louis?
I think I'm going to take a quote from William Wallace.
Okay.
Where he says, give me freedom or give me death. I think that's probably the best explanation for it. Live free or die. You know what I mean?
All right, I'm with that. So, before we get out of here, first of all, thank y'all for coming through.
Appreciate you, man. Thank all you. The love in the world.
And we're going to do a wild version of Extra Bars. You're going to make the beat live, right?
Yep.
Yes. And you're going to...
I'm going to do the first verse on the joint. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Yo.
Do it.
So, we haven't had this before, so stay tuned. They'll be dropping this week. That's Extra Bars. Hashtag Extra Bars. You can hear all the previous ones as well. Pretty much everyone who's come through has done it. And that Eastside video is out now. Eastside Tour. It's at CHEEZ Bankroll.
Yes, sir.
On everything. And at Louis Rock.
At Louis Roca, ROCA.
At Louis Roca.
Yep.
So, definitely give them some love. We are at LFOD Radio everywhere with an underscore on Twitter. This will be online tomorrow. Earlier, if you subscribe, that's iTunes, Spotify, everything like that with the podcast.
Subscribe that now.
Yes, do that. Check out the YouTube if you haven't. We've been adding a lot of there, show footage, extra bars, etc.
Nah, y'all been in y'all bag, man. Salute
thank you.
To y'all.
Thank
y'all
you. I appreciate that.
And y'all been having some good people to have and keeping it spread. Like the poetry, how D-Ruff's cool. Then you had Brandon one day.
Yeah.
That was cool. You had Dart in here. Bobby. Bobby's my man. Can't let me
okay.
I did y'all thing, man.
I appreciate it. You tuning in. I love hearing artists tune in, like connect, because we want you all to connect. That's what this is about.
Yeah,
like,
no, yeah.
These
yeah.
are people we like. We're introducing them to you. Yeah. Here, you can go learn about
all
them.
Good dudes,
introduce.
All good dudes.
Yeah, we try to keep it like that.
Definitely
so,
all good dudes.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And thank you, Thomas, for the edit, Christiana. For all you do. And shout out to Amanda and A-Ball that are here. Shout out to Victoria in the back with the cameras. Submissions at LFODradio.com if you want to get on here. The season's almost done. We're pretty much done. We got Bakari JB next week coming in to talk about Hoop Hop 2019.
Oh, my man, Bakari.
Which is coming up. And then we got Boston Rise coming in. They're a youth group.
Yep.
And then we're closing things out with DJ Al Seed. And then that's it for season five. So,
nice. Al Seed's been moving too.
That's yeah. Awesome.
Went to Brooklyn?
We're going to talk about it. I think he's been all over with good music. So it's dope seeing everybody.
No, it's good.
Who's been consistent and about it. It's great seeing everybody's work pay off.
Been a good start, too. Like, definitely rock good music. Definitely good music. Ton of times.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
So
it's good.
We're going to get out of here with the YBMB. This is you and Deco, fam.
Deco. Shout out Deco, man.
Shout out to Deco. They're a wild bunch as well.
Yeah, those are my boys, man. Those are my boys, man. I'm trying to get them going right now, man. For real. Because they just need a little.
Well, here's a piece of it. Here's a piece of it. YBMB. Tune in to Live Free or Die Radio. We'll be back next Tuesday, 9 p.m. Thank y'all.
Tune in. Peace.
Court.
Yo, bae, my bae, 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 yo, bae, my bae. Henny spilling out my cup. All this money.